This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributed more than 51,000 appointment letters during the 17th edition of the National Rozgar Mela in New Delhi today. He said that employment fairs have become a medium for fulfilling the dreams of the youth of the country. The Prime Minister also launched the Vikasit Bharat Yojana in the country, which aims to provide jobs to 3.5 crore youths. The Prime Minister said through these employment fairs alone, more than 11 lakh appointment letters have been given to young people in the past few years.
इस बार रोशनी का त्योहार दिवाली आप सबके जीवन में नई रोशनी लेकर आया है. उत्सवों के बीच पक्की नौकरी के लिए नियुक्ति पत्र मिलना यानी उत्सवों का उल्लास और सफलता की डबल खुशी. ये खुशी आज देश के 51,000 से अधिक युवाओं को मिली है.
Mr. Modi underscored that for the past 11 years, the country has been moving forward with the resolve to build a Vikasit Bharat, and the youth have played a most significant role in this. He also asserted that empowering youth is a priority of the BJP-NDA government. Mr. Modi underlined that campaigns like the Steel India Mission provide skill training to the youth, while initiatives such as the National Career Service Platform are connecting them with new opportunities. He added that through this platform alone, information of more than 7 crore vacancies has already been shared with the youth. Mr. Modi also highlighted Pratibha Setu portal as another major step for the youth.
युवाओं के लिए एक और बड़ा कदम है प्रतिभा सेतु पोर्टल. जो उम्मीदवार यूपीएससी की अंतिम सूची तक पहुंचे लेकिन सेलेक्ट नहीं हुए, उनकी मेहनत भी अब व्यर्थ नहीं जाएगी.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today kicked off the National Democratic Alliance's campaign for the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections with a rally in Samastipur, invoking the legacy of socialist icon Jananayak Karpuri Thakur and pledging to accelerate development and social justice across the state. Addressing a public rally at the Dudhpura helipad grounds, Mr. Modi described Karpuri Thakur as a priceless gem of the country, crediting him for bringing social justice to independent India and for connecting the poor and disadvantaged with new opportunities. Earlier in the day, he paid floral tribute at Karpuri Gram, the birthplace of the former chief minister, widely respected for championing backward and marginalized communities. Mr. Modi is also scheduled to address a second gathering later in Begusarai. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said commitment to multilateralism must remain strong and the United Nations must be supported. Speaking at the release of a commemorative postage stamp in New Delhi on 80 years of the United Nations, the minister reiterated India's commitment to the ideals of peace and security, as well as development and progress. He stressed that India has always been and will continue to be a strong votary of the UN and of multilateralism. In Andhra Pradesh, more than 20 passengers were killed and several others injured when a private sleeper bus travelling from Hyderabad to Bengaluru caught fire after colliding with a motorcycle in Kurnool district early today. The accident occurred near Chinnatekuru village in Kallur Mandal. Officials said the motorcycle was dragged under the bus, triggering a blaze that caused the fuel tank to explode. The fire spread rapidly, trapping passengers inside as the door jammed due to a short circuit. Only a few escaped through the emergency exit with injuries. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the accident. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading around 0.2% lower in afternoon trade today. The Sensex fell 186 points to 84,370, while the Nifty declined 53 points to 25,839 when reports last came in. India completed a dominant Kabaddi double at the 2025 Asian Youth Games at Bahrain with both under-18 teams, winning gold while remaining unbeaten. And with that, we end this news bulletin.